So under this section, determine communication's role in marketing strategy. So overall in an outside in organization, what role communication plays overall in the marketing strategy? This is, we'll do through series of slides. Essentially, marketing communication is what, a process by which organization engages and tries to convey certain things to their audience. By understanding audiences, you know, your target audiences, communication environment in which he is, which is a larger subject as such, but his buying habits, his, you know, media habits, etc. Once you know overall the stimuli, motivational cues that he receives, etc., that's an overall communication environment. The noise in the communication environment, that is the clutter, all these things. Organization seeks to develop, present, and then present the message. So then organizations will try to see that how their message is delivered effectively. Okay, before even getting into asking or evaluating their communication, by conveying messages that are of significant value, the message which is of a critical nature that differentiates you, they encourage audience, you know, they expect the call to action kind of thing that will reveal the attitudinal and behavioral responses. In the increasingly competitive environment, the need for effective communication is demanding for clear competitive advantage. What is one thing that has been asked from the communication is to differentiate and create a competitive advantage for the brand among the target audience. Marketing communication is a process of communication and marketing strategies. So what does marketing communication do? It's a culmination of entire marketing strategies and their implications throughout the organization. So this is an internal marketing communication, also has to play an internal communication role. So that is what they should convey to people overall. How are you going to achieve your marketing overall goals, etc., to increase the ability of organizations to become proactive and face the situation. Everyone, if they are informed and aligned, they will synchronize themselves to defend their position in the market. A successful marketing communication strategy relies on combination of options called the promotional mix. So successful communication strategy has to tap various capabilities of the promotion mix elements. Advertising has a different ability, press relations has a different ability, personal selling has a different role and ability, etc. So they have to unify this. The internet has also become a powerful tool. So that's social media marketing, B2B communication. Internet is really opening doors to various opportunity, but communication has to see that how they integrate that. The role each element, so again I am coming to that, each element has a specific role in the communication program. How you understand that and how you employ this, you know, to get the desired pull from the market. Marketing always looks at the pulls. Push strategy is more from the selling perspective. So moving on that, a pull strategy relies on consumer demand, consumer asking for you, vis-a-vis push where the personal selling is required. The demand generated by the advertising, publicity, public relations, sales promotion pulls the goods or services through the channel of distribution. Consumers will go to the retail end where you are available, consume it, so that network constantly is needing the product. So they will ask from you. While the push, which is generally the personal selling, symbolizes the push strategy, where intermediary also has to play a very effective role to push it onto the next level and push it onto the retail level. And then once it reaches the retail level, they will certainly do all their efforts to sell your product. So that's a push strategy related dilemma. So how communication has to facilitate pull, that is what it is trying to tell you. Here is a framework which is generally, it covers various things we have just touched base upon. It's a marketing and communication strategy. It covers various aspects. A few are highlighted well. So you have to have a strategy in place. You have to look for branding. You have to look for advertising and media, also entire promotion mix element. Recruitment marketing, that's a small subject in itself. Few other pointers are mentioned out here, which also makes a communication aspects in the entire frame of outside in communication organization. Corporate communications, you have to do certain communication about your organization itself, both internally and externally. Public relations, you have to build public image of a company, of the brand, etc. Branding, of course, we understand. The digital strategy, you have to have a clear digital strategy which is engaging, which will make the experience live. Sales and business collateral, so all those point of sale, point of purchase, whatever you say, the other collaterals required for the networks, promotions, etc., all has to be in place. Events and promotions, what will be activation strategy, taking your brand closer to the target group customers. Employer branding, how will you brand yourself and the organization among the employer, as an employer branding is among the recruiters, so that recruiters, this thing, and it comes after that, so that new people who come out become a fresh graduate. Why for your company? Infosys, Wipro seems to have done that so great that everybody coming out of IT college engineering would like to work for them, and then do the market research. So moving further, without effective communications, consumers remain unaware. So if you do not do communication well, or communicate your value well, they remain unaware of your product and services. They do not know what solutions you offer and which need you fulfill. As a result, you do not stand to gain because consumer is not pulling you. Moreover, it is impossible to develop effective and efficient marketing system without establishing a channel of communication. So now the most important aspect is, it's not all about what you communicate, it's all also about which channel of communication you use, because every target segment that you may have, more than one, especially when you have, the channel matters. Certain people, certain new age consumers prefer more digital, certain mid age and old age prefer still traditional communication channels. So what all? That also has to have a clarity. So, we enter into another framework, which is a framework which essentially tries to tell you marketing communication serve four key objectives. So, these four objectives are that marketing communication has to achieve is the information, the stimulation of demand. They have to get the demand, they have to make consumer come to you. That is process and the imagery, the relational aspect of a communication, how and the way to build the relationship and integration of this thing. So we are going to get into each one of them. Okay, so this is about a brief explanation, and then I'll get into it. It's not that, you know, everything I have kind of covered, two important aspects, information and promotion, process and imagery. Information and promotion means communications are used to persuade people by informing what the product is, how it solves the problem. Mass media communication emphasizes on rational product-based information. So you give a rational perspective or very informational aspects to the consumer so that they can determine value for them. Process and imaginary purchase. Communications are used to influence the different stages of the process and the consumer's experience. A range of tools are used. The emphasis is on product imagery and emotional message. So, here it's a stimulation of a demand, as I told you, because consumer go through that hierarchy of effects model we have referred: attention, interest, desire and action. So how, at each stage of this, what all do you do, what persuasion you will offer, what imagery you will build for the consumer so that he comes to you, he pulls you. So from here, going back to the previous slide, I have mentioned relational also. So, marketing communication, overall marketing wants existing customers to remain with them. To remain, why? So that repeat purchase, then they start becoming loyal, so then they start recommending you, referral purchase, all this thing is required. So that is also achieved through that. And integration, communication overall integrates various stages of consumer buying behavior, various stages in which consumer is attention, interest, desire and in action. So it's a enables the integration. You're in various people, your brand is at a various stage of preference, perceptions, etc. One has to see that there is an integration. Integration also from the point of view of different media. Every media cannot talk different stories or different perspective about the product or the service. So that's also another aspect. We will study about this when we go to integrated marketing communication. So moving further, now we will take element by element of the promotion mix. we all know what is advertising. It's a paid form of communication where you do mass media advertising. You have things like newspaper, television, etc. You can have niche marketing advertising, direct marketing, etc. Mass consumption and geographically dispersed markets may be suitable for advertising because advertising takes you to the masses. They have a high reach and they can give you the required frequency, repeated exposure. Okay, so that's the power of advertising. Having understood, many of the objective advertising are only realized in the longer term. So advertising's efficacy or broad objective that you have set for the advertising to achieve may happen over a period of time. Therefore, it is largely a strategic marketing tool. So that's what is about advertising, requires high production cost, high release cost, etc. Okay. So therefore, today now the thinking is moving towards direct marketing, direct response marketing. Idea is to communicate one-to-one. That's what is changing today. Sales promotion are done through enormous tools. Today's you all people have another option like cashbacks and, you know, reward points and whatnot. Otherwise, in our days, free gifts, money off coupons, etc. Self promotion is a tactical tool because it is done only for a shorter duration of time to excite non-users or existing users to buy more. Sales promotional may be targeted either at a consumer. So there is a consumer sales promotion. They are directed towards the final end consumer, or there may be a trader related promotion. Entire trade channel is incentivized. So that's a trade incentive, trade promotion. Okay, public relations and publicity, though they both are different words, so to say, it's an organization trying to communicate with various publics. So first of all, a communication that deals with reaching out to various public. This public can be starting with your consumer itself, the community where you are, suppliers, stakeholders, that is employees, they all form. Government also is a part of public. Now, company has to communicate with them. That's what the press relation achieves. Also, regular and a crisis communication. That's also a subject matter of public relation. The distinction between advertising and publicity was based on whether or not payment was made. So that's a very trivial point. Publicity does things to communicate to the media. How are you contributing? Contributing for a cause, contributing to a society, community, and that becomes a news for the media. So they will pick it up and they will publish. So you pay nothing, while in the advertising you have to pay for it. Moving on, the objective of a public relation tend to be broader. You know, it was not on a particular selling or a particular brand. It tries to elevate the organization. It tries to elevate the entire contribution of the organization. That is supposed to leverage or give a favorable attitudinal, perceptional impact on your target customer. So it is then supposed to give an organization and the brand a rub off, so to say. So that was the power of public relation. Things coming from, say, Lever, House of Levers, or things coming from Procter & Gamble, you know, they created various initiatives and they showcase to the world how are they making difference to the lives of community around them or a people. The people attitude towards that company becomes favorable. Therefore, things coming from that house or that organizations will be received well, at least with the positive frame of mind. So that's a power. Personal selling, last but not the least, though the personal selling is essentially linked to the push strategy, not every time. It's how you put your people to task that is very important. Personal selling can also, on a one-to-one level, generate value. So if that is the approach you've taken, then you are still doing a pull strategy, otherwise largely a push strategy, where presentations are done, one-to-one meetings are done, telephonic conversations happen. It is both used in consumer market, that is consumer goods also, and by the industrial goods also. So industrial requires a lot of personalization, a lot of one-to-one discussions. Okay, so that's where the personal selling comes into the picture. So overall, we have understood various elements and how they role, what kind of role do they play in the marketing strategy of a outside-in organization. Now, under the subject of communication, we are learning a very important concept called integrated marketing communication. The opposite to this is disintegrated marketing communication. I have gone through both the eras. There was an era where marketing will talk something, sales will talk something, within sales also, sales headquarter will talk something, zonal sales will talk something, dealership will talk something. That was creating so much of a different communication in within the same time, making consumer confused. Or nobody realized at that time the significance of integrating it. Let's put it that way. Everyone was successful even in that time. So the goal of an integrated marketing communication strategy is to ensure that all communications remain consistent. So first of all, consistency, and convey the company's message in a way that adheres to the values and image and the goals of the organization. So here, larger than life perspective is taken, and the overall organization's image, goal and values are considered. Consistency is another significant point. Second point is very valuable. IMC is a marketing strategy. Under this, it aligns and interconnects. Aligns, that is, it has to have certain alignment of what they do, why they do, and interconnects various platforms, traditional platform, advertising, paper, radio, newspaper, magazines, digital platforms, okay, and communication channels to create singular brand message. So the role that IMC plays is to align, that's a strategic role, align and interconnect. Do not allow each one to act differently. They interconnect because they know the power of each medium, in paper for information, digital for engagement and inducement. So they interconnect and utilize the power of various platforms and the channel to create, and in that they send a singular brand message, one message. Okay, nobody at that point of time from sales or zonal sales or a dealership talks something else. So the power lies in harmony between different media channels, and a promotional mix is essential to deliver message impactfully. You have to harmonize everywhere. Single communication going will create a unique impact. Overall, all the messages from the organization tell the same story. Badhti ka naam zindagi. If you have ever heard about Axis Bank, then they started with this Badhti ka naam zindagi, wherein they were showing how in each newcomer, you know, newly employed guy, how it is making a difference throughout his life. They're using that, and they use various medias, but story was Badhti ka naam zindagi and how Axis Bank is making difference. And in that, they introduce all the products, loan, cards, whatever. So that's the power. So this is what this reference is also trying to show you in a unique way. Significance lies also in this infinity sign. You have a earlier days communication mix and you do disintegrated communication. So you were not able to leverage. Now when you do an integrated communication, you create, leverage the power using the role of each media and create an infinite possibility. So the following three points will explain the essence of IMC. Communication is a catalyst. Communication has to play the role to make consumer act. So that is creating a pool. Online channels have added a new challenge in the dimension because they have tremendous possibilities. And IMC provides force and the momentum. IMC, because of their power of alignment and interconnectivity, gives that momentum, gives that additional force to create that impact so that infinite possibilities can be explored. Here, through an example representation, I am trying to show you what if Axis Bank in the non-IMC area, Axis Bank in the non-IMC area would have done. So, where the marketing people would have spoken about something which is based on their marketing goal. Sales would have spoken something in the same time, same period, same time. Sales would have spoken something to do with there, while marketing is trying to product how excellent the say the savings bank account is. Sales would be talking about a card offer, or sales would be talking about loan, etc. So they will all, and then same with the zonal and regional, whatever is their pain point. To reduce that, they think the communication is a solution, so they will talk that. Vis-a-vis, look at the era when Axis Bank is a, say, like IMC user. So they, this is a beautiful campaign where they took Deepika Padukone, and Deepika Padukone through experience Axis. That was the one message, experience Axis. They've shown how she's leveraging the power of Axis Bank through the cards, through the mobile banking, through the loyalty card, loyalty reward programs, etc. So that's how they've integrated the whole subject, using the Deepika Padukone, and she has conveyed various this thing under experience Axis, and they have still achieved their sales objective, they have still achieved the zones, they have achieved their zonal objectives, but all medium platforms were interconnected, they were telling the same story. So at that time, no other communication from Axis Bank, anybody else was happening. So we have understood IMC in a nutshell, that is required for organization which is outside in, they are becoming outside in communication oriented. Now, few things about the marketing strategy and outside in, so that's what we'll try to reveal for us. In essence, outside in marketing is starting with the customer first. So it's like you will have to start knowing your customers, then knowing the problem, knowing the need, etc. All of them are not able to do. They may call you a customer focused organization, they need not be outside in. So that's a crucial aspect. Marketing facilitates the exchange process. What marketing does, they create an exchange opportunity, convey to customer that we have a solution to their need or the problem, and offer a value, and then suggest how to acquire that value. So there is a purchase price and the channel through which they can get. So exchange is the fundamental of marketing. Value starts with the customer. So one has to understand in an outside in, the value has to start with the customer and then work backward within the company so that you create everything which is aligned to the consumer's need, not the inside out perspective where you think that this should be the process, you think these are the channels through which it should be sold, you think that this is the purchase process, this is the payment option that you should offer. No, thing is too from customer side. With the digital age, the power of power really is in the hands of the customer. So like you have to like create selling stuffs, create things which is of value that buyer will buy, and not only buy, they will promote themselves. More than that, it is about customers determining. That's another power of today's outside in marketing. Today's customers have the power to determine what they want and from whom they want, and which channel they want to tap to get the information in the communication. So that's where the growth of permission marketing, that's where the growth of direct response marketing is happening. When a company substantially changes its overall marketing strategy, so when due to various reasons you have to change the course of your marketing strategy, communication approach also needs to change. Your communication cannot remain distinctly different if it is not aligned with your marketing strategy. Business process also needs to change. So that's also another aspect in the marketing strategy. Business process must redefine and redesign and adopt to specific geographical or a cultural setting. So say like for example, Google working in India may be working differently in Malaysia, may be working differently in Europe, and the communication has to take into account the cultural settings in that topography, in that geography. So that's also another aspect. The workforce needs to be you have to create the workforce alignment. That's a very big challenge. So you need to probably retrain them, you have to convey to them what is this outside-in approach, how to integrate a functional this thing between them, keeping the final delivery in mind. So that kind of entire skill development, knowledge building, awareness is required. The very culture of the organization needs to be reshaped. So from early days of traditional organizations, inside out, now we are becoming outside-in. So entire cultural change has to come, which requires restructuring the organization's hierarchies also, your entire reward systems, your entire appraisal and mechanism to reward people should also go. The need clarity, etc., the cross functionality of back end, front end alignment, all this is required to be handled. So, require a major cultural shift. this section, though it is linked in a continuity kind of thing, but gives you the highlight about how will the service communication be handled in an outside-in approach, kind of outside-in kind of an organization. So I will try and explain you this. Now see, in the service marketing, I told you earlier also that they are primarily, they take three stages: pre-purchase, purchase and post-purchase. So here I have tried representing you that pre-purchase, encounter. So purchase stage is in the service terminology known as an encounter. In the service encounter, why the word is? Because the person who needs service and the person who delivers the service are together. So therefore it is an encounter. And then comes the post-encounter stage or a post-purchase stage. Now, in each of these, there are different requirement, need of a communication. In the pre-purchase, you want to create a lot of awareness. You have to facilitate evaluation alternative among your target customers. While actual encounter is happening, you have to generate, you have to see that a request for services come to you. So, to get the encounter happen, you have to have so many leads, requests for service. So, it is in service marketing not known as a lead, a request for service it is termed as. And experience of service, you have to create an experiential this thing around which your communication has to build. And the post encounter or post purchase stage, you get into evaluating the experience. Okay, what are the future intentions you want to know from there, future behavior would be. So for that communication objective along service consumption stage, so where are, these are the consumption stage. So objective or the final expectation delivery from this thing is a communication is to customer acquisition. In the pre-purchase stage, only thing you want is the acquiring the customer. In the service encounter stage, you have to manage the encounter so that it happens the way it is visualized. And in the post-encounter stage, you have to create an engagement with the customer. You have to engage him on various fronts. So going back, acquisition, be with the customer during funnel stage. So when from a suspect he become prospects, be with him till you convert him as a customer and develop liking, conviction, etc. In the service encounter management, what you need is a rugged standard operating process, quality perception. So communicate in a way that they come with the frame of mind, the perception about the service delivery that is going to be, and when they receive it, it matches. Okay, then you can cross-sell, upsell, and engagement can be starting with understanding the satisfaction, evaluation, how was the satisfaction of the service delivered, quality perception, what do they think is the perception of the quality, how will they build loyalty, you know. So post-purchase stage, you have to also start building relationship and loyalty. How will you encourage customers to do word of mouth, get the referrals for you, and overall build a community of a brand follower, brand loyal. So here, okay, last is the behavioral aspects. Okay, behavioral aspects, behaviorally what communication is to facilitate. In the pre-purchase stage, they must facilitate, customer should get a sense of the need in him. Okay, and that is done in such a way that your brand comes in the consideration, evokes it in a consideration set is a terminology. Only if you recall the brand, you will consider the brand. So that's where, that's what the behavioral aspect that the marketeer has to understand and do things. In the encounter stage, behaviorally what happens, there are various touch points. You know, when I book a flight and I'm going to, from Mumbai to Bengaluru, right from website visit, looking for the time, approaching the agent on call, booking tickets, then reaching airport, boarding pass, meal served, how I was alighted and how my baggage was delivered to me. It's an encounter at a different touch point. So one has to manage that. Okay. So that's what. And then the last post-encounter stage, work to get a confirmation of the expectations. You know, building the right expectation, get to know that expectations were fulfilled or not. What are the areas where there is a dissatisfaction happening? So how's the overall rating of the service? Will he come back to you? Will he refer you? Okay. And will he be your customer? So recently for one of the popular, you know, brand who gives you home services, I have used their complete home cleaning package, but I have conveyed to them, There are, fortunately, there were two levels of rating I have to give. Professionals who delivered me the service, how was he? And company. I have given company a very poor rating. So now they are trying to in touch with me, trying to understand me. That's what is that. Okay. So this is the overall perspective about in-service communication. How does the outside-in approach matter and how it is handled? Thank you.